Good morning. A dry and comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England, with clouds moving through in spots. However, as the clouds pass by, we will see sunshine mixing in, especially through the morning and into the afternoon. As the clouds tend to diminish, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a dry day. And to go along with lower relative humidity, high temperatures will reach into the mid-80s on average. Skies will remain partly to mostly clear tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average for overnight lows. As we get into Friday and the weekend, our eyes will be on a disturbance which will be lingering around the mid-Atlantic region and close to New York City. This disturbance could be close enough to throw a few clouds north into the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, and in these areas, perhaps even a scattered shower or thunderstorm. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm, though, will be quite low through the period, but the risk is out there, and most of the rest of the region will stay dry with a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be in the lower to middle 80s. A more potent disturbance will work its way in our direction as we get into the early part of next week, and there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday as a result. High temperatures will be back into the upper 70s. The system will clear through by Wednesday with highs staying in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front will become stationary over the mid-Atlantic into the Ohio Valley today before sagging south into tomorrow. Moisture will pool along the front, which, when influenced by daytime heating, will spark showers and thunderstorms with potentially heavy rainfall. A moderate risk of excessive rainfall exists over the mid-Atlantic due to recent and expected heavy rain. Meanwhile, a slow-moving cold front is expected to produce windy conditions but little precipitation, which will factor into elevated to critical fire weather conditions across portions of the Northwest, the Northern Rockies, and Great Basin. Red flag warnings are in effect. And potential record heat will spread west from the southern plains through the southwest and into California. Excessive heat watches and warnings have been posted for portions of California and the southwest. High temperatures above 105 degrees will be common, and record highs are possible across these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees, with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 60 degrees, the dew point 60, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.14 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.55 inches for the month, that's 3.07 inches above normal, and 22.39 inches for the year, which is 1.78 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1947, and the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 6 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 13 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Partly sunny today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs near 90. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. Just a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm, primarily in southernmost New York and New England, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy on Monday, scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday in the upper 70s, and back to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with high temperatures staying in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.